Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Brooke, I think we both know that a big part of succeeding in Hollywood is figuring out ways to keep yourself in the game.
Yeah, and we got to figure it out before next year's Ambies.
I know, we really do. We got to get our game faces on. But if anyone knows how to keep herself in the Hollywood game, it's Kyle Richards.
Yeah.
So far, she's managed to survive 13 seasons on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. But according to a new Daily Mail report, her future with the reality show might be in trouble unless she starts bringing a little more reality about her love life to the table.
Yes. And now Lisa Vanderpump is weighing in. And let's just say she really left people with something to munch on.
Okay. From Wondery, I'm Marisha Skidmore Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. It's Wednesday, April 24th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily. This episode is brought to you by Saks.com.
We know you have your tried and true closet staples, but it can be fun to switch it up. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada.
Yeah, it's easy to find instant inspiration at Saks.com. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch.
Okay, well, obviously this is making me just want to shop after we record this.
I know. And it doesn't take much for me wanting to shop.
No.
So. But if you're looking for a joyful shopping escape, which we all are,
yes,
then head to Saks.com for inspiring ways to shop for everything on your agenda.
Saks.com.
Life is full of personal wins, whether it's cleaning your house, getting that dream car, or checking off your to-do list. Winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling home and auto. So give yourself a round of applause. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
So as a cast member of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Kyle Richards is used to seeing her love life make headlines. I know we've talked about it
a lot,
an uncountable amount of times at this point.
Yeah.
She's been very open on the show and in the press about her marital troubles with Mauricio Umansky, who she's been married to for almost 30 years.
A long time.
Very long time. 10 years shorter than my parents.
Oh, nice.
That is still a long time. Decades.
Yeah.
Decades
yeah.
with one person. But I'm here for it, but I'm also can't even imagine. But for Kyle and Mauricio, they separated last year, and there's been a lot of speculation about why it was specifically that they split. Mm-hmm. There have been infidelity rumors, including one that Kyle was hooking up with Morgan Wade, the country music singer. Now, both Kyle and Mauricio have said that no one cheated, but that did not put an end to the Kyle-Morgan romance rumors. It's not like people need actual truth or facts to believe something. Could tell
you
that.
Well, we also have our eyes, and we can see the chemistry, okay?
They're like, just really just good that. Friends.
Okay.
But Kyle has been a little dodgy about what's really going on with Morgan, and according to a new source, some people are like, that's it. No more.
Kick her to the curb.
Yeah.
So Kyle and Morgan have always said that they're just friends, but not everybody is buying that, including Bravo, maybe. So last Friday, the Daily Mail reported that according to a source, Bravo is fed up with Kyle and they want her to finally admit that she and Morgan are scissoring. Those were the exact words.
They sent her. They were like, this is a cease and desist.
Both sent out a memo.
For you
yeah.
ceasing and desisting, not talking about the scissoring going on.
Yes. So the source said, the producers feel that Kyle has said all she can say about her split from Mauricio, and now it's time to tell the truth about her dating Morgan. The source goes on to say that Kyle's future on Real Housewives might be in danger. Allegedly, she's going to have to talk about what's really going on between her and Morgan if she wants to be on season 14. Allegedly.
Allegedly. Very allegedly. And at this point, we haven't heard from Kyle or Andy Cohen about this story, this Daily Mail story. But we have heard from Lisa Vanderpump, who, those who know this world know, she used to be on Real Housewives.
Yeah.
And so she was just in Lake Tahoe at the opening of her new restaurant, Wolf. And during an interview with Parade Magazine, sidebar, I loved reading this growing up, Parade Magazine.
Did you?
Yeah.
Love it.
It was in the Washington Post Sunday insert. But in this interview with Parade, Lisa was asked about whether Kyle should come clean about Morgan. And in true Lisa fashion, her answer is absolute gold.
Yeah.
Why do we have to know about a relationship? I don't want to know who's munching on anything. I don't care. How about that? I don't care. Like, do what you got to do and keep it to yourself.
Lisa lost her voice there, it sounds like.
Yeah. From all the munching.
A little raspy.
She's like, that's why I don't know about it.
Munching on hors d'oeuvres at Wolf Restaurant.
Yeah. Horse divorce.
Horse divorce.
Absolutely.
Yep.
So Lisa may not care about who Kyle is or isn't munching on, but there are plenty of fans out there who do, like, Rihanna did not see this coming.
Rihanna's a big reality TV fan.
I'm always surprised to find out anything about her. Because she always just comes across so, like, aloof and, like, you don't fuck with her, whatever. And then she, like, says this stuff and it's like, oh, she really is just like us.
Yeah,
so
I remember, like,
fuck with her.
She was, I don't know if she still is, but a big, Big Brother fan. And, like, every time, once everyone found that out, every contestant was like, hey, Rihanna. It's like, guys, shut up. She's going to stop watching.
Yeah, like, I would stop watching and be like, everyone, shut up.
Yeah.
But earlier this month, Rihanna told Interview Magazine that even though she doesn't watch a lot of television, Real Housewives is still her top priority. Yeah. When they asked her if she thinks Kyle and Morgan are a couple, she had her theories.
Yeah. So in her interview, she said, I mean, duh. Listen, I love Kyle. And it's weird commenting on her relationship because I don't know the facts. I just feel like for once, someone else made her feel valued, made her feel like she was cute and quirky and fun and all the great things that maybe were taken for granted before. And that's why I believe that there's something with Morgan, because sometimes it takes that for you to fight for what you deserve.
And I think Riri was just very excited to not get asked when she's releasing new music.
Yeah, she's like, finally.
She's like, I have so much to say about this. Anything that's not about making music.
Exactly, yeah.
So what do you think, Brooke? Is Kyle's future on Real Housewives really actually in trouble over this?
I doubt it. This seems really unlikely to me. Yeah. I mean, I know people want her to talk about it. And during last season's reunion, Andy asked her if she would date Morgan or something to that effect. And she was very, she like hesitated and she was kind of like, I don't know. And I was like, that's a yes. Like, come on, we can read your body language. And when Morgan was on the show, it was like, you guys are, there's something there. This is more than a friendship. It's very obvious. And I was one of the people that was like, let's just let it play out. Just because people are seen together doesn't mean they're banging or in love.
For sure.
But then I saw the season and my mind changed. So I don't know that she's going to get released from the show. She's a pretty good pot stirrer. I think they need that still. And she's been a fixture for a long time.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think that's very far-fetched. But I do think people are ready for her to stop being so cagey about Morgan, including other housewives. They're not buying it anymore either.
I mean, what if it's, though, one of those things where she's like, I still don't know what this is.
That's possible, but
like, maybe she just doesn't want to, like, until they, I mean, she was in a 30-year marriage to a man, and now she's hooking up with a country singer. That's already, like, you're going into country music. That's a huge different realm now.
Big jump. I feel
huge
like that's
jump.
Probably true. I think she feels feelings for Morgan and is confused by them, not really sure what the deal is. It's obviously new.
Yeah.
And, but I think she has romantic feelings for her. So that's true. Maybe she's just not ready to talk about it, but you're also on a show where you have to talk about your life.
Yeah.
And that's something they come down on each other for very hard.
So, yeah. It is one of those things where it's like, at the end of the day, she is on a show where you do have to talk about your life.
Yeah.
But I'm also like, this is something that I would want to do. Like in high school where it's like, we think these two people are dating, but they won't confirm it. So I would buy a network, cast them on the show, and force them, contractually obligate them to admit if they're dating or not. Hell, there are people nowadays that I want to do that too. So
it's a long con.
Yeah. And at the end of the day, I'm running a network. So win-win.
Yep. That's the takeaway.
From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
Hey, Prime members. You can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you like our show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
You can follow us on all socials at Arisha Skidmore-Williams and at Brooke Ziffrin.
And we're also on video. You can watch our full episodes on YouTube on the Wondery channel.
Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.